Monday. Wife beaters are hot. That's what Sin said, right in front of you, as you walked a step behind her leery little posse. Great. She glanced back as she headed off to her school camp, drunk on glee. Your heart twisted at the audacity, stupidity, innocence, the sheer wrongness of those words. Ah, the blazing Sin, hormone cusped, on that vulnerable fulcrum between girlhood and womanhood. And of course you'd overhear, that was the point. As she looked over her shoulder like a tiny tinderbox Orpheus, daring you to come on this journey with her, to say something, respond, connect. You did not. And they were the last words you heard from her. And it is very hard to write this. But set it down, set down this, in hardening concrete, you must. What you thought as she walked down the corridor? Nup, you'll not be given that one the gift of attention. There's your job to think of, and your new job to think of, the delicious little nugget at the heart of everything now. The secret pull thrilling you through your crammed days. You are close, so close. But now this, a goddaughter's scuppering, please no. You are stalked by Sin's presence, in love with her, watchful and needy. You've never loved anyone with this voluptuousness or intensity. It is the love of an older woman for a young female of the future with an astonishing confidence and fearlessness you never had at that age. You're in love with the promise of her, the unknown arc arrowing into its future. Where will it land? Will it veer off course? Who knows? Your relationship is littered, contained ruthlessly between Sin, her mother Mig, and yourself. Mig, who just happens to be your best friend. The three of you exist under a carapace of secrets. Pick at the scab and you'll all bleed unstoppably. So no one does. But Lord, the cackly exuberance in that voice as it declared that wife beaters are so fucking hot. Oh yes, the F word was tucked in there too, of course. Sin learnt the swearing from you before she came to this sandstone school in her other life, your other life. When you'd fondly use expressions like Cunterella and its lesser-known sibling Cuntalina, alongside cunted and cuntalicious and that mother of all insults, shitty little cuntfucker. As the queen of cuntspeak, you found it all deeply satisfying in an onomatopoeic, spitty, aggressive kind of way, cackling with Meg until you realised the 10-year-old Sin was overhearing and learning avidly from the connoisseur of expletives, and so you stopped. Sin is cinnamon, your sin bin, limousin, sinzy sin, leader of the pack of the notorious glorious sins, the posse that owns this school corridor. They are the mangoes, peaches, strawberries in the fruit shop of this place. Membership, the brazenly short-haired cinnamon, the glossily long-haired brunette Tamsin, reliably plaited Willa, and for some reason, Elle. Or is that Ella? Ellie. The bewildering, potato-y other of the group. And as of 11:58 this morning, all lost.